Episode 3125, How Do You Create a New Routine?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Finally, it's cooling down. And you know what? School is happening for a lot of us. And for some of you that aren't yet in school, well, it's going to come before you know it, because we've got Labor Day around the corner, and that means everybody's happening with a brand new schedule, a brand new routine. So what are you going to do for you? How do you create a new routine? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right, deep breath, because this is one I really want you to think about. As we get older, the idea of what we want for our lives change. So if you're in your 40s, try to go back to when you were out of college, or if you didn't go to college, that's fine. Just think about late teens, you know, just graduating out of high school. And what did that look like for you? What were you thinking about? I mean, try to take yourself back there. It's hard, because our experiences shape us as we grow older, and taking us back to experiences, we look at them differently. And we also then superimpose what we know now, and our memories actually can shift a little bit. But we won't go into that, all that research, okay? We won't do that. But I do want to really help you in this new season. Right, we've got back to school happening. So as the summer winds down, I know you can still go swimming, but come on, it's coming to an end and the new school season begins. It offers you a fresh opportunity to reevaluate your daily routines and focus on your overall well-being. So how do you create a new routine that works for you? Because you want to create that, and in doing so, that's going to help you build consistency, which is going to also then help you stay organized and efficient, and it's going to help you nurture your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. That is pivotal in living a healthy lifestyle. You can't just sit here always and fly by the seat of your pants. You will drown. This world is very complicated now. If we could take away social media, reduce the connection that we have through our cell phones, meaning we could maybe text, but maybe not even really text, maybe just still phone calls where we could do them all the time, we would actually have a better life. Why? Because we would be interacting with real human beings. When we text, yes, we're interacting with a real human being on the other side, assuming you're texting a person. But if you're texting Amazon to return, you know, something you ordered that didn't fit, or you didn't like, or it was broken, whatever it is, that's a bot you're talking to. Now, once in a blue moon, the bot gets confused and like, oh, I don't know what to do. And so they send in a real person. And usually you're like, oh no, I just wish it was an easy answer. And then they ask for more information, and it, you know, leads to more things. Then you really don't want to go down that alley, but you do it because you want to get the right product, or you want your refund, whatever it is. When we are working with real individuals, that changes our perspective. It does. It changes our overall well-being. And right now we are in a serious, oh, I don't even know what the word would be. I think it's just too big, where we really need to be looking at where we sit in our world today. Are we raising up the kids we want to raise up? Are we influencing them accordingly? And in order to do that, does that mean looking at ourselves, our own reflections, are we modeling that well for them? And that also means we need to model by our routines. And those routines create ultimately habits. And it's so hard because, you know that saying, right? It's, you know, hard to teach an old dog new tricks. It is, but it's a dog. You're a human. You get to decide. Now, you can default to what comes easy and stay on your comfy couch, but you're just going to have to like where you are right now because nothing will change. Or it may, you know, just change a little bit. But I want you to look at what can happen in this new season that you're entering into. So I want you to explore with me some steps to create a routine that will work seamlessly with your new season, ensuring the consistency needed to thrive. Because ultimately, that's what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to wake up in the morning and be like, yes, even though you're like, blah, on a Monday morning or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and repeat, I want you to wake up knowing that, okay, this is going to set me on the right track for today. And so it's all about how you create a routine that works for you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create a routine that works for you. Most of the time we're looking at what everybody else wants us to do. And we don't really stop and think about what we need to do. You can take all you want from everybody, from me, from gurus out there, New York Times bestselling authors, people who've been around that are like much, much older than me, some that are even much, much younger, right? Get on TikTok and you've got somebody, some influencer on there that will tell you what to do, how to do it, how to jump so high, et cetera, to be like them. The thing is you're not them. And that's our problem. We're setting up our routines to work for, well, somebody else, but we're really not looking at what we need to do to have it work for us. So that's what I want you to look at here. Number one, assess and adapt. We talked about adaptation yesterday. If you didn't listen to that episode 3124, Adapt with Grace, it's important that we have flexibility. But we also, though, first have to assess. So we have to assess and adapt. So create a routine that aligns with your new season, right? So take some time to assess your current lifestyle. Identify areas for improvement. We all have areas to improve. I'm working on some areas right now. And it's not easy for me, but I'm doing it. And I'm doing it literally from one moment to the next. I don't even go by day. It's moment to moment. Sometimes it's meal to meal. Sometimes it's movement to movement. Or it's thought to thought. But I don't sit there and fast forward to tomorrow because I will get lost. And I will be trampled on. And I will disgrace myself by saying, you should have done this. Why? Why did you do this? You could have done this and you would have felt so much better. Then I'm like, oh, defeated. And then you want to revert back to your old habits. I don't want you to be a dog. Okay? You can learn new tricks. So really reflect on your goals, your commitments, your obligations related to your school, your work, your family, your personal development. What do you want this season right now to look at like? Okay. If you're a young mom, don't expect that you're going to be able to get up fresh every morning at 5 o'clock and work out. It's not going to happen because you got an infant and that infant's going to need you at weird hours. And if you are lucky enough to be able to either work at home or have a flexible schedule where you don't have to be at work like by 7:30 every morning at the crack of dawn, then utilize what you need to do. So your workout may not start till 9 o'clock because you were up between 5 and 8 o'clock and you slept like an hour and a half before that and you then were up before that and you went to bed at 10 o'clock because your baby was fussy. It's the season that you're in. So you've got to go from season to season. So right now when you're looking at this new school season, whether you have children or not, it's a great way to start because fall's around the corner, summer's coming to an end. Don't you want to have a healthier lifestyle in the winter than you do in the summer? Everybody gears up to, I got to look like this a certain way during the summer. And that's what they focus. But what if the focus was fall and winter? I mean, can you imagine being able to sit around on your couch and not feel guilty, thinking that, oh gosh, I'm gaining all this weight. Oh, I'm losing all this muscle. No. You don't have to feel guilty because you're going to work diligently on creating a routine that works for you. So really look at your goals, your personal goals, not somebody else. If somebody else says, oh yeah, you know what? I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. Say, that is fabulous. I wish you all the best and go about your day. Don't sit there and give it another thought. Don't get trapped in someone else's thoughts, okay? Don't get trapped in someone else's ideas. I'm here as a sounding board for you. I am not making decisions for you. Now, I hope with some of my examples and things that we talk about here on the podcast, it's going to give you a deeper reflection. And you can go and hash it out in a mirror. You can go on a walk and you can sit there and say, gosh, Christiane said this. And well, what does that really mean? Man, I heard her say this. And, you know, those are the kind of things I want to push you towards. I'm not here to make your decisions because I'm not you. You're brilliant. You're intelligent. You get to decide what you need for this season of your life. Because you've got to look at everything. You just can't look at one area. All right? Maybe your kids are all older. And you're like, oh, freedom. Little do you know, they need you even more the older they are. They have more activities, more commitments. You're going to be like Uber taxi mama all the time. Sometimes it's great. Other times you're like, oh, could I just stay on my comfy couch? So really look at where you are. And then you want to be able to think about where you encountered past mistakes. So you avoid repeating them. And that's a hard one because we can also get lost in our mistakes. So I want to challenge you to see that your reflection is actually an opportunity for growth. And that your challenge that you face is not because of where you failed before, but because of the new season that you're in. And you're just going to adapt your new routine accordingly. That's a totally different outlook. You're not taking on guilt. You don't have to feel shamed for not being where you thought you should have been 10 years ago. I know, I get it. I've been down. I've been over these roller coasters, these hills, these mountains, back down the valleys. And guess what? Those valleys get deeper the older you get. It's just truth. But it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to throw yourself in the gutter just because of your failures. Think about that for a moment. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19 says this, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God wants what's best for you. And he wants to work with you in this new season. But you've got to forget the former things, your failures. Learn from them instead. Know that, yeah, this just didn't work for me. So let's just say this as an example. You go and you watched this TV show about 4 years ago, and it was actually an infomercial, not a TV show, but it seems like a TV show the way they do them. So you're watching this infomercial and you're just hooked. You're like, okay, I'm ordering that for me. And you really want to drop 25 pounds. And they say that, oh, you can drop, 10 pounds in your first 2 weeks. And you're like, 10 pounds in 2 weeks. 2 weeks are only 14 days. Wow, that's pretty good. A lot of people can't even lose more than 2 pounds a week. Okay, you buy it. You do it. It lasts all about 2 weeks. You get on the scale and it's moved all about 3.5 pounds. And you're like, what? And you're wondering why you're stumbling over things. Okay, that was a season of where you were then. So guess what? Know that probably not a good idea for you to go back to that infomercial. In fact, don't watch infomercials late at night or whenever you found yourself there. If you were feeling all bad and sad at that point in your life, then don't go into some la-la land because you're going to find yourself buying things because believe it or not, it gives you a little rush, an endorphin rush. And it makes you feel good when you buy something. I don't care what it is. It could be a really cool pin. It could be a bookmark. Whatever it is, you're like, yes, I got that for me, and it's coming in the mail. My friend, I want you to have the lifestyle that you so deserve. So assess and adapt. Number two, prioritize self-care. Consistency thrives in an environment where self-care takes center stage. So it's vital to take care of yourself to better serve others. It's just a fact. Now, understand this. Go back to being a new mama. You can't always do what you want to do when you want to do it, but you can care for yourself. But that will look differently than than what it looks like for someone who's an empty nester, for someone who has middle school and high school kids, for someone who has all college kids. It's going to look differently. So prioritize the activities that are going to rejuvenate your mind, body, and spirit. If it's exercise, get it. Definitely get quality sleep. Healthy nutrition, meditation, praise and worship time, spending time in nature. Ground your feet in the ground, like literally take your shoes off and put your feet in the grass. Or if you want to, in the dirt. If you're lucky to be near a beach, go to the beach and walk barefoot. I kid you not. There's just something about that. Let the waves hit your feet. These practices enhance your overall well-being. It's going to help you reduce stress and it's going to increase your productivity, believe it or not, which is going to allow you to stay focused and energized throughout your day. You've got to feel like you matter. But that starts with you. You can't rely on your spouse. You can't say, oh, hubby's supposed to give it to me. Like he's supposed to tell me I'm beautiful all the time. Yeah, that's wonderful if he does. But in reality, it's not going to happen because he's got his own junk to deal with. He's in his own season. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's going to tell you you're beautiful, but it's going to be at the time where you may have worked a little bit more. Not when you've been up all night with a child who's been sick and your hair's up in a bun, it's messy. You just kind of look a little bit haggard because you're tired. Your eyes are a little bit sunken. And he's probably not going to come around that corner and say, oh, babe, you look the most beautiful you've ever looked. It's just not going to happen. So you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and your reflection and prioritize you. You matter. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. This is a great way of realizing that you matter to God because you have a part of Him in you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He dwells within you. If you need a nudge, you need to lock in on that one. Seriously. God wants you in your healthiest state. As my husband says, God wants you pure, babe. That's what he tells me. Because we could be here forever about my body. But I am to the point. I have done tests. I've done everything. And now I have to eat and live in the most natural state. So if it is chicken, for example, like literally if I could take a chicken out from my yard and take care of all myself, that's how I should eat. But I can't have sauces on it. I can have spices, but those spices have to be real. They can't come in this mixture that has additives in it so stuff doesn't stick together. Read your spices, know what's in them. It has to be so pure. And at times I sit there and I'm thinking, Lord, why me? And I think, now I know why me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. It's very humbling. Put that up on your mirror. Reflect on that. You matter, my friend. You matter to God before you matter to anybody else. Your spouse, your children, your mom or dad, your grandparents, your cousins, your aunt and uncles, your best friend. So prioritize self-care. And finally, number three, find a support system, your support system. Navigating a new season can be challenging and it will challenge you, but you don't have to do it alone. Surround yourself with a supportive community of like-minded individuals who share the same similar goals and values. That doesn't mean that it's going to be exactly the same. You're not going to go hang out with people who need to lose 25 pounds. That's not the point here. The point is you're going to hang out with people who care about their bodies, that put fitness as a priority in their life. You still may have a different shape than they do, but you still have that common goal or value, right? Your family matters to you. You prioritize them. If it's religious to you and you really believe that you want to have and hang out with like-minded individuals who believe in God or whatever your belief is, then that's what you need to do. Because when you are surrounded by people who you know, like, and trust, and can speak into your life, they can provide valuable guidance, encouragement, and accountability. So seek out local wellness groups. Join online forums. Hey, guess what? We're going to be opening AIM soon. So come into AIM. It's going to be an incredible group of people. And I know you will find people that you won't maybe find next door or even in your own neighborhood. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. That's why we're opening up AIM. You can also consider partnering with a trusted friend or mentor who can help you stay committed to your wellness routine, to your well-being. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. We need help. We all need help. So find your support system. When you're on this quest, right, to create a new routine, and you may not know exactly what that looks like at this moment as we're talking right now, but in your quest to create your now, in this season, remember to embrace the concepts of progress, not perfection. You want to gain progress. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This is not a sprint, it's a marathon. So with time and patience, you will be able to really commit to yourself, to your well-being. You will succeed in creating a routine that supports your holistic growth, what you need so you can become who God created you to be. So take those first steps in your well-being journey, right? Assess and adapt. Prioritize self-care and find your support system. And in doing so, you will be well-positioned to thrive in this new season, creating a positive and balanced lifestyle. My friend, I wish you a transformative and fulfilling back-to-school season. It's going to be incredible. There's so many things happening here at Create Your Now. I know you're going to find a place here, whether it's through our podcast, through our TV shows coming into AIM. God's got something for you, I know. Let him speak to you. Let him be a part of your season. Because, you know, I mean, he created you on purpose for a purpose. You're made to thrive. So go out and do what God made you to become. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.